USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden addressed the nation on the efforts to evacuate U.S. citizens and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul. The president responded to critics who said he failed to get enough people out before the troop withdrawal.
There's no way in which you'd be able to leave Afghanistan without there being some of what you're seeing now.
Both Republicans and Democrats are upset over sometimes violent scenes around the airport as evacuees try to get past members of the Taliban in the Afghanistan capital. 6,000 U.S. service members are stationed at the airport in Kabul to help with the evacuation. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the administration is aware of the presence of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in Afghanistan.
We do not believe it is exorbitantly high, but we don't have an exact figure.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
With thousands of Afghani refugees coming to America, people are now trying to figure out where to rehome them. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some answers.
Some state governors are stepping up to take in Afghan refugees who are fleeing their country to escape the Taliban regime. One of those governors is Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who's defending her decision on Fox News.
Part of the deal with being employed by the U.S. military is that they have the opportunity to go through the SIV process, the special immigrant visa process. And so we need to uphold our end of the bargain that we made to them when they agreed to work with our men and women who are fighting on our behalf.
Governor Reynolds claims that at least 94 Iraqi or Afghan special immigrant visa recipients have been resettled in her state since 2017. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
For the first time in nearly 6 weeks, state officials said there were enough lawmakers present in the Texas House for the chamber to conduct business, opening the door for passage of the GOP priority elections bill that Democrats have been attempting to kill for the past several weeks by staying far away from the Capitol. The margin was razor thin, and it was unclear for hours before gaveling in whether Republicans had gotten enough members in the chamber to begin their work. Even Republican State Congressman Steve Allison of San Antonio, who confirmed he was positive for COVID-19 a day earlier, showed up to the House to help swing the numbers, though he stayed isolated in a room on the other side of the chamber. The quorum was reached with the help of three Democrats who broke ranks with other members still refusing to return. Those three Democrats joined some other Democrats who have already trickled back to the chamber after initially participating in the quorum bust. But Democrats are not united in the return to the House. Many members are attempting to keep up the fight and have criticized their colleagues for defecting. Several of the lawmakers who were marked as present were not actually in the building, but had previously been in the chamber earlier in the session. Although the House reached the minimum number of lawmakers to conduct official business, it's unclear whether the chamber will be able to maintain those numbers for the duration of the second special session, which ends September 5th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.